hooray for Hollywood. That's groovy Bollywood, Hollywood. Where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pan. Where any barmaid can be a star mate if she dances with or without a tan. Hooray for Hollywood. When you're terrific if you're even good. Where everyone at all from TV Flassy to Monroe Stassi is equally understood. Go out and try your luck, you might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood. No.
No.
Hooray for holidays, Matt.
Yes.
Blake Everett. The final time we get to sit here in the Pussyfoot studio with the Terry Cloth Fog. Welcome, Blake.
Thank you, guys, and happy holidays to you and to everyone
you,
out
sir.
There.
There's a misconception, I think, amongst the Foot faithful that you're just a Halloween guy. Not true.
No, it's not true at all. I love films of all types and all kinds.
Yep.
Foreign films, I think, are wonderful.
Yep.
Classic films are my absolute favorite, especially, of course, now the Universal Monsters.
Sure, yep. Sure.
And I think Matt would be remiss if we didn't discuss some of the individual performers
yes.
that Blake has clocked over the years. And top of the list, Mud.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Joe. Tree Life. Who is it?
My boy, Ty Sheridan.
Ba-bam!
I love that kid, and I look forward to each film he does and comes out with. And if he stays on track, the boy's got a real future.
Oh,
in
he's
his
gonna
business.
Be around.
He's got an Academy Gold coming to him someday.
You've got the floor, Blake. Don't leave anything out. Holiday well wishes to Ty.
Absolutely. I wish absolutely the best of everything to this young man. He's a fine actor, fine person.
There's one final facet Matt and I discussed in the pre-pro that we feel like we want to give you free rein to discuss. Some of the, let's just call it special Blake at the movie segments
yes.
that you've recorded over the years. Specifically, say...
Doug Jones.
Okay, Doug Jones. There you go. What are some other ones?
Del Howison.
Yes.
When we did Dark Delicacies.
That's correct.
Yep.
What's that thing with the sound in the pyramid?
Oh, the Integratron?
Yes. Yes, thank you. I could not remember what it was called.
Sound Bath in the Desert.
Pussyfoot Soldier into the Desert.
Yep. Yeah, that was a fascinating time. And we even had Eddie Rouse with us at
yes,
that time
we did.
For that.
Well, I mean, he was there. He wasn't inside the actual...
refused to enter
yeah,
the Integratron.
Yeah, he did refuse to get
that's
in
correct.
There.
Yeah.
Don't forget Blake at the Museum.
Oh, yeah, the Vincent Price Art Gallery.
Yep.
That was wonderful.
I will say this, just to watch you, I think it'll bring it back.
Oh,
well,
wait a minute.
Wait, hold it.
Oh, hold it. Hold it.
Hang on. Wait. I know you've got one more.
You better daggone believe I do. Stan Winston's Legacy
yes!
Effects, baby.
Yes. Wow.
That is probably the highlight of my Pussyfoot time on here.
Everything
else.
Not.
It, and that was a birthday gift from you two.
That, yeah. Goddamn right it
oh,
was.
Yeah. And in many ways from Stan himself.
And from Stan the man.
Let's focus it now on the December 2014 broadcast. It's a horror film. Typically horror films are not out during the holidays, during kind of prestige award season.
Yes.
Exactly.
This one's in theaters. It's Australian and it's called...
The Babadook.
Take
it away.
The Babadonkadonk. I like that. Basically, it's a story about a mother and her son. She is a widow. Her husband was killed in a car accident as he was driving her to the hospital to deliver her now 6-year-old son. So this obviously takes place almost 7 years ago because he turned 7 in the movie.
Yes.
Essie Davis plays the mother.
That's correct.
And Noah Wiseman, who plays her 6-year-old son. The kid is an oddball to what we see as most parents would view this film.
Sorry.
Watching this boy, he's kind of odd. He's got a fascination with saving his mother from the monsters under the bed or in the closet. But she's reading stories to him like the Three Little Pigs with the big bad wolf. And, you know, he's envisioning wolves or werewolves or whatever. But then he gets the book, The Babadook. And The Babadook is a foretelling of what's going to happen in this film. And it sets the pace for the rest of the movie.
Yes.
And we're not sure what's going on. We're not sure who or what the Babadook is. But when you hear the knocking and the rumbling and the duke, 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 you know there's something going to happen. It's not going to be good.
In your duke, duke, shoot.
For those listening right now,
and
Blake,
describe the Babadook, because I'm thinking like a giant Great Dane.
Yeah.
The Babadook.
The Babadook is a black shadowy figure with a top hat with very long, thin arms, with very long, thin fingers and nails, with a crazy Johnny Depp, Tim Burton kind of hairstyle. Now, and
you know who I thought it kind of looked like?
Yes.
Christopher Walken?
No, Blake. Somebody a little closer to the Pussyfoot family.
Anthony?
Nope. No, wow. Blake. Think. Who close to the Pussyfoot family wears a top hat?
Yeah.
And kind of has some stringy hair.
Oh, okay. I get you. You're going with the Count.
Oh yeah.
Mr. Goldstein.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
Count Goldstein.
There's also, Blake, in addition to the dynamic between the son and the mother, which in some ways I think Matt and I were discussing. Kind of argue it's almost like a love story between the
yes.
two.
Yes. I mean, the film gets very confusing in its aspects on trying to develop or show us the relationship between the mother and son.
Yeah.
I mean, she's obviously sexually frustrated because she's not getting it on with anybody. Her husband's dead. She's still in mourning.
Meanwhile, she has a coworker throwing dick at her.
Yeah, and she has a vibrator that she's using. And as soon as she's using it and she's about to have her orgasmic moment, her son jumps in bed with her and everything. And, you know, she's got no panties on or anything.
Woo!
But, and she's got that thing jammed up there, so, you know, I think it's a little weird that she would allow the 6-year-old boy to get in bed with her in that situation.
It's creepy, dog.
And as you're watching this film, you're not sure who the Babadook is possessing, because in the story, in the book, it says he takes your soul and, you know, does his acts or whatever. So who has got the Babadook? Is it the little boy, Samuel, or is it the mother?
Mm.
And it goes back and forth until you finally do realize who has become the Babadook.
Well, Blake, I feel like you've covered a lot of great ground. We're going to hold off, in keeping with Pussyfoot legend and lore, with hearing your score.
Okay.
How did we turn this holiday theme trope on its ear this year? What are listeners going to hear?
Well, normally, as you all know, if you've been following us for these last 6 years, I always sing my review.
And they're beautiful every year, Blake.
Beautiful
year
course.
In, year out.
Yeah.
Because of my sickness,
super sick.
What I'm going to do is it's going to be a spoken review this year to the music.
A bit of a kind of psychedelic spoken word kind of thing. And
like
also,
a slam poem.
Yeah, but it's kind of tinged with a bit of the Australian vibes that permeate the Babadook.
Okay.
Well, Blake, I think listeners, they are steeling themselves for this. We wish you happy holidays, and we thank you for 6 long, well-earned years here at Pussyfoot.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that, and thank you for allowing me to be the Blake at the Movies for the last 6 years. Don't worry. I'm getting to him.
All right.
You think that I would not acknowledge my closest and dearest friend right here behind me?
You never know. You were sick 30 seconds ago.
I know. This is Mr. Anthony Leip Leidenheim. He is my closest and dearest friend. He has journeyed with us on this 6-year voyage.
Yes.
He was one of the original youngins.
Yep.
He's been a big support for me.
All right.
And for the show.
Well, Maddie, let's cue it up. Here's Blake's holiday theme for the year 2014. Thanks, Blake.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Down under, subliminal, near Aboriginal, priced in public by the master, King Stephen. A film debut, they say. Cheers for me and laughs for you. Down under, Babadook, anagram. A bad book. Essie. Aussie, but not Aussie. Davis in name. Wound tight. Widowed. P. peeling away yellowed wallpaper, only to reveal roaches roaming within. Gaping holes that not even your battery-operated phallus could adequately plug. Content for Claire. Her Sith, a miss. Her husband, now but a memory, a shade. Seen stubble emerging from the darkest crevasses of her home. Samuel, son. Monster slayer, seer. Noah, Wiseman. Just six. Comely Nick Holt springs to mind. Curls tussled, pajamas near threadbare. You've carried the film, taketh my load. Samuel, nay Noah, biblical appellations. Forgive Mrs. Roach, neighbor, hands palsied, hair gray. Boomerang, that Baba Duke, Duke, Duke. Jenkett, scribe, Artur. Pace, check. Character, good on. Terror building, but perfection escaping in this self-referencing endeavor. Not so clever sound design, old hat. Like that perched atop the head of your ghoul. Child welfare, ma'am. Good eye, they say. Young Samuel drugged. Echoing Harlem, Watts. Sunset's curfew.
Erica!
Doggy gone bye-bye. Papaduke immortal. Soon suspiciously replaces this pet. Dining on fresh worms and wet soil. Bucketed in, garden to basement. The plot? More Swiss than Aussie, but worth the fairy floss. For this is a six. Pussyfoot.